KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series on science and the environment. Here's another item for President-elect Barack Obama's to-do list when he takes office in January: food safety, especially imported foods. Recent scares over melamine-laced cookies from China and salmonella-tainted Mexican jalapenos have raised stark questions. Who's monitoring the safety of imported food? And does the system work? Amy Stannin reports.
Sure, everyone loves local produce. But as Lorenz Zelaya pointed out the other day in the produce aisle of San Francisco's Good Life Grocery, some things just aren't born in the USA.
Well, we have some mangoes, conventional, that are coming from Brazil. The seedless watermelons, we have them from Mexico. And the coconuts are coming from Thailand.
Under a new federal law, as of September, grocery stores are now required to put country of origin labels on all fruits and vegetables and most types of meat. In other words, food that makes its way to us via places like this, a vast, dusty warehouse near the port of Oakland. Doug Wong sits at a long table piled high with boxes of pineapples just in from Central America. Wong's an agriculture specialist for the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection. He picks up each fruit and bangs it on the table to see if any bugs fall out. Then he lowers a magnifying visor over his eyes and gently peels back each leaf. Wong's been doing this work for much of his 39-year career, and he has one word for it.
Drudgery.
Unless, of course, he spots something.
An insect or something new.
Kind of like a
Christmas present, you know. You don't know what you're going to find.
But just as interesting is what Wong won't find. Human health hazards like E. coli, salmonella, or illegal pesticides. Wong won't find them because, A, they're invisible, and B, it's not his job, says customs official Lisa Krikorian.
No, that's the Food and Drug Administration, so we don't do those kinds of human health things.
Here's how it works. Every shipping container that arrives at a U.S. port has a computerized manifest, a list of what's inside, that's provided by the exporter. FDA agents sit at their desks scrolling through these manifests on their computers. If something piques their interest, they ask for a sample for testing at a nearby FDA lab. But that almost never happens. A recent congressional investigation found that the FDA inspects less than 1% of imported produce. If the exporter says their product is clean, more than 99% of the time, the FDA takes their word for it. Essentially, says Krikorian,
it is very much an honor system.
I think that's right. I think if people knew just how little these imports were being overseen, I think they would worry about that.
That's William Hubbard. After 14 years as an FDA associate commissioner, Hubbard retired in 2005 and joined a watchdog group called the Alliance for a Stronger FDA. He says in the agency, imported food safety was always a concern.
The belief at FDA when I was there was that the word was out, that there was so little FDA presence that you could send food to the United States without much worry about being caught. And in fact, there was even some suspicion that we had become a bit of a dumping ground.
The answer, everyone seems to agree, is not more inspections. It's preventing foodborne illness at the source, at the farms themselves. Which is exactly what the agency is doing, says FDA Director of Food Safety David Acheson.
We've got a number of initiatives. One of them is actually getting FDA inspectors in other parts of the world, stationing them permanently.
Just how big are those initiatives? Well, Acheson says there will be 12 FDA inspectors in all of China, 12 people charged with monitoring hundreds of thousands of shipments of U.S.-bound food and drugs annually. And how many are there now? None.
You can use the retrospectoscope and say, oh, wish we'd done that, should have done that. Point is that we're doing it. And, you know, it's clear that the agency has been lacking in resources for some time.
While other federal agencies saw their budgets grow fivefold over the last 20 years, the FDA's has largely fallen behind inflation. Positions go unfilled, computer systems are outdated. Meanwhile, food imports have quadrupled in the last decade alone. Once upon a time, FDA inspectors unscrewed lids on molasses jars looking for mold. Today, they face everything from bioterrorism to avian flu and an increasingly scary set of more common threats.
Got pesticides that didn't exist a century ago, and E. coli 0157 did not exist in nature 30 or 40 years ago. So the threat has gone up. The volume has increased tremendously, and you've still got an FDA sitting there with the authority and the resources it had 50 years ago. That's a mismatch that's got to get fixed.
In June, after a false alarm over tainted tomatoes cost U.S. farmers millions of dollars, the agency received $275 million in new funding. But Hubbard and others say it needs at least $600 million more. It's a tiny percentage of the federal budget, but yet another tough case to make in very lean times. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.